I believe the Lord has a great future for this church.
我相信神对这个教会有他特别的心意。
But it will only reach that great future if you walk in step with Him.
但是要达成他的心意，我们必须要与他同步。
And to become a great church, everybody has to pitch in.
要成为一个好的教会，希望每一个人都必须要参与。
Everybody does a little bit here and there, and sometimes it means responding to the call of God to do something.
每一个人都在不同的角度、不同的程度上面都要参与委身，我们才能回应神的呼召。
When I first got out of my seminary, my church called me up.
我记得我刚从神学院毕业的时候，我的教会呼召我。
They said to me, we have very strong children's ministry and very strong high school and up college, youth ministry, very little in middle school, what they usually call junior high.
我记得我那个时候我的教会就跟我说，我们的儿童事工做得不错，我们的高中也做得很好，但是我们在中学这一部分呢，需要有所需要。
They asked, would you be willing to come and do an outreach to 7th and 8th graders?
他就说，你愿意来到我们当中，为我们对七年级跟八年级的学生来服侍吗？
I said to them, I have basically no experience and no skills with 7th and 8th graders.
然后我就回答教会说，实际上我对七八年级的学生一点都没有经验，我也没有任何这一方面的专长。
They said, we know, that's okay, you have a good heart, we think that'll go a long way.
而他们说没有问题，我知道你有心就好了，我想在这样子我们就可以一起往前。
So I said, okay, I'll do it.
然后我就回应说，好，我就做。
This was in Chinatown, Manhattan, in New York City.
这乃是在纽约市的中国城。
And most of the 7th and 8th graders that lived in the buildings around the church did not speak any English.
实际上在那个中国城附近所有的七八年级的学生，实际上他们一点英文都不会。
And I spoke zero Cantonese.
而我呢，却一点广东话也不会讲。
So I said to myself, what am I going to do?
然后我自己就问自己说，那我能做什么呢？
So I recruited people from the church. I said, I need someone who speaks good Cantonese who likes 7th and 8th graders.
于是我就在教会当中找了这些志愿者，说我需要你们来帮忙，帮我一起来来处理七八年级的学生。
A lady named Kathy volunteered.
那其中一个志愿者，他的名字叫 Kathy，
他
愿意来帮忙。
An after school program that met in the church with myself and Kathy leading the program.
所以我们就计划在每天在上课之后，我们有课后辅导，我就请这位 Kathy 姊妹跟我一起来同工。
Eventually, we led a number of them to Christ, and they still go to the church to this day.
而之后，我们实际上就带领了几位学生，他们相信了主，一直到今日，他们一直都在教会当中。
The point of that story is that the Lord might ask you to do something that you think is beyond your skill level.
我之所以谈及这个经验，乃是说，神经常呼召我们是超过我们自己过去经验所有的。
Pause before you automatically say no.
所以请大家在回答这些呼召之前，请稍微安静一下，不要太急的拒绝。
That kind of brings us to the sermon for today.
实际上这个故事就引导我们进入今天所要讲的。
The title is The Risen Jesus Meets Us at Our Level of Faith.
而今天我们所要提的就是复活的耶稣依着我们的信心的程度与我们相遇。
This title assumes that the different people in the room are at different levels of faith.
也就是说我们有在不同程度的当中，我们有不同程度的信心。
Some of you may have had a lot of experience in the Christian life and you're at a high level.
所以在座当中，也许在基督教对你是很熟悉的，那你的信心也许在比较高层的阶段。
Some of you might have very little experience in the Christian life and you would consider yourself at a low level.
那有些人也许对基督教不熟悉，那你可能程度就是属于比较低度的程度。
The point I want to make today is that Jesus meets you at your level.
而今天我所要跟大家讲的就是耶稣乃是依着我们的信心程度与我们在那个情况底下相遇。
We advance this slide here. I'm going to teach from John chapter 20 today, and this is a very famous lesson.
而今天我与大家分享的是约翰福音第二十章，乃是一个非常有名的章节。
It's about how Jesus appears to different people and he meets them at their level of faith.
就是在这个章节当中，我们发现耶稣在依着人的不同的信心的情况当中与这些人相遇。
Let me read John chapter 20, verses 1 and 2.
让我来读约翰福音二十章第一到第二节。
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him."
七日的第一日清早。天还黑的时候，摩大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。
We go next slide. That's a picture of what graves look like in the time of Jesus.
那这张图像就表示在当时的坟墓所看起来的样子。
People were not buried in a hole in the ground. They would carve out a hole in rock and make a cave, and they would lay the dead body in the cave.
在那个时代，那个地区，人死了以后，他的尸体并不埋在土里，乃是有人凿了一个洞，然后把他们的尸体放在洞里面。
So this is just to help you to imagine the place where Jesus was laid to rest after his crucifixion. But you can see, according to John 20, one morning, the stone that sealed the tomb was rolled away, and Jesus' body is not there.
这个图片就展示出当时他们怎么样处理耶稣的尸体。耶稣的尸体乃是放在一个坟墓的洞穴里面，而当时他们那些门徒要再来去看耶稣的时候，他们发现这个洞穴的门口的石头给挪开了。
Now, if you had walked into that scene, into that cave, would you conclude, "Oh, Jesus must have risen from the dead"?
而如果诸位想象诸位自己当时如果跑到这个洞穴，发现没有看见耶稣的时候，你会是否会想象说啊，耶稣复活了吗？
In this story, Jesus appears to different groups of people and each one is at a different level of faith for believing that he is risen from the dead.
在那一天，耶稣面对了不同信心的人，而在借着他的相遇，告诉他们他们已经从死里复活了。
In the same way that everybody here is at different levels of faith right now.
就有如我们今天在座的，我们每一个人，我们的信心程度都不一样。
He will meet you at your level of faith.
而耶稣却会在你的信心程度与你相遇。
I am a teacher for my living.
我是以教学为生的。
I have A students in my class, and I have B students, and C students, and D students.
而在我的课堂里面，我有属于拿 A 的学生，也有拿 B 的学生，也有拿 C 以下的学生。
Okay, for the A students, I don't have to do as much work.
对于那些会拿 A 的学生，我实际上不需要花太多心思。
I just have to talk very little, and they understand.
我只要讲一点点，他们就了解了。
For a D student, I have to do a lot of work.
对于 D 的学生呢，我却需要花许多的心
血。I have to explain a lot of things to get the same result.
我需要花很多的时间，以至于他们能够达到能够吸收的程度。
But I am a good teacher.
但是我是一个好老师。
A good teacher is willing to do the extra work for the D students.
所以一个好的老师就愿意再花更多的心血，为着那些比较 低下的学生。
So if you're in my class, I will meet you at your level of intellect.
因此如果你今天在我的班上的话，我就会依着你的程度来满足你的学习。
Jesus will meet you at your level of faith.
实际上耶稣也是因着你的需要来满足你的。
Let's advance to the next slide. Here's a picture that I like.
所以在这边就我们大家看了一个图片。
Can you imagine the Christian life as a foot race that you have to run?
大家可以想象，如果基督徒的人生就有如一个竞赛跑步吗？
We all start at the same place, but we have different levels of skill and ability.
我们也许起跑点是相同的，但是我们每一个人的能力却有所不同。
Some of you might be the bigger and stronger kids.
也许在座当中有一些就是那种高大强壮的孩子。
Some of you might be the slower, weaker kids.
也许在座当中有一些是比较矮小、软弱的孩子。
We all run the same race that is the Christian life. But we start out at different levels, right?
但是我们在这个基督信仰的这一条跑竞赛当中，我们都在跑步，但是也许我们的能力不同，不是吗？
To Jesus, it doesn't matter what level you're at.
但是对耶稣来说，对于你的能力是毫无，并不是那么重要的。
He is like a good teacher.
他乃是一个好的老师。
Let's go and take a look at the levels of faith. First level is John the Apostle.
让我们看看他们的信心程度的不同。我们第一个最高级的程度乃是约翰，使徒约翰。I
like to think that John the Apostle is at the highest level of faith.
我相信约翰在这边可以说是第一等的一个信心的程度。We'll
read John chapter 20 verses 3 through 9 and see how little Jesus has to do to convince John the Apostle that he's been risen again.
让我们来看一下约翰福音二十章第三到第九节，来看看约翰的信心的程度，让他怎么知道耶稣复活了。
So George and I will read verses 3 through 9. So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been strapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. Verse 9, they did not understand from the scriptures that Jesus had to be risen, had to rise from the dead.
第三节，彼得和那门徒就出来，往坟墓那里去。两人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓那里，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又见耶稣的头。 裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，在另一处卷着，先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。John
the Apostle is described as the other disciple in verse 3.
在第三节这边所讲到的另一个门徒就是约翰他自己。Okay,
so these verses in John chapter 20 describe kind of a little race between Peter and John to the empty tomb.
所以在这边我们看见好像这边有两个使徒正在做一个跑步竞赛一样，他们跑到坟墓那里。The
race is meaningless except to have you catch one thing.
但是这个竞赛是毫无意义，除非你抓到了一项真理。Well,
it says that they're running. Can you run with me?
所以这边就好像两个人在跑。Okay,
so I am John. I'm the younger man, and you are Peter, the older man. Okay.
所以他是约翰，我是彼得。Okay,
so running to the tomb.
所以我们两个人。I'm
the younger man, so I get to the tomb first.
所以那个比较年轻的约翰就先跑到坟墓。It
says, I see the cloth, but no Jesus, and I stop. I don't go in.
所以那个先跑去的，一看见在坟墓里面的裹尸布呢，已经放在那里，但是呢，我却没有跑进去。Then
Peter, the older man, catches up to me.
而后面那个比较大的彼得，and
goes past me right into the tomb.
超过了我。
Okay, then I, the younger man, John, then I come into the tomb and it says, I believe. Thank you, good acting.
谢谢，演得不错。
Okay, so they narrate this kind of silly foot race to emphasize me, that I come up to the tomb, I don't go in, and then I go in.
所以这个描述乃是主角，是我，我跑到那边，我看到，我却没有跑进去。
Okay, all this to say is that if you're watching me, it's clear that I just need to think about it.
所以大家如果目光聚集在我身上的时候，我那个时候就在思考了。
Jesus not here, linen cloths here, Jesus rose from the dead.
所以当我看到的情形是耶稣不在这，但是裹尸布在这，因此我就知道耶稣复活了。
Nobody has to appear to me, no one has to convince me, I just put two and two together, of course.
并不需要有任何的奇迹，不需要耶稣复活跟我显现。当我把这个两个线索放在一起的时候，我就信了。
Let me say this symbolizes for me the highest level of faith.
让我再把这个程度把它简化。
You don't have to fast or pray. You just think about it and you say, of course.
你不需要进食，你也不需要祷告，你只要思考一下，然后你自己就发现了。哦，当然是如此了。
The church is full of people like this, and I love people like this.
实际上，在教会当中有许多人就像这样子，我非常的喜爱这一帮人。
When I was doing this junior high ministry, I would like to try to take hikes in a state park with these junior high school kids.
让我想到，当我在服侍这些中学生的时候，我常带中学生一起到附近的一座山，一起去，践行。
But I had a very small car, and I needed more cars to take those kids.
但是我的车子很小，因此我需要更多的车来帮助学生，载这些学生去爬山。
So I would get up on Sunday and say, brothers and sisters, I want to take some kids on a hike on Saturday and tell them about.Jesus, I need three or four more cars to transport the kids to the state park.
因此，在主日的时候，我就跟教会的会众说，我需要大家帮忙，我需要三到四部车，让我以至于我可以载这些学生一起去爬山。希望礼拜六可以完成这件事。
At the end of the service, I'd always have four or five people come up to me and say, "We'll help you."
每当我讲完道的时候，大概就有四五个人会来到我面前说，哦，我愿意来帮忙。
One time I said, so, oh, thank you very much for offering your car. I know you don't know these kids, and they'll probably make a big mess in your car, so I appreciate it.
那很对于有一些人来说，哦，我非常谢谢你，你愿意来自愿来服侍，但是你可能不了解这个年纪的学生，有的时候他们会把你的车子搞脏，因此也许你不用来参与。
One man replied, Frank, if Jesus needs me, I'm there.
而有一个人弟兄就回答说 ，Frank, 如果耶稣需要我的话，我就在这。
No questions asked.
不需要再有任何的问题了。
I will always help.
我永远会在这边准备好服侍的。
I never had a hike or a Saturday where I didn't have enough drivers.
我从来没有在一个礼拜六我需要大家车子帮忙的时候，我找不到车子。
These people who volunteered, all they had to do was just think about it. They didn't have to pray hard. They didn't have to fast. They didn't have to like.Soul search a long time. Jesus needs me. I'm there.
对于这些愿意自愿帮忙的人，他们不需要进食，他们不需要祷告，他们不需要思考，不需要等待神特别的呼召。当我有需要的时候，他们马上就已经准备好来服侍了。
Let's go to the next slide.
让我们来
再 that you might be that person, those who are ready to believe and just need a moment to think about it.
也许你就属于这样的人，你的信心就在那边已经预备好了，你只要需要少许的时刻，你就能回应了。
This church needs people like you.
这个教会就需要像这样的人，就如像你一般。
And I've never been to a church where there wasn't an abundance of people who would do things like that.
我从来没有说到过一个教会没有这样的人。
So if you're at this first level, I bless you.
如果你是属于这一等级的人，我愿意祝福你。
But not everybody's at that level.
但是却不是每一个人都像诸位在这个程度的。
So we go down a little bit to level number two, and that's represented by Mary Magdalene. Let's go to the next slide.
所以我们就再下到下一个等级，这边就有如摩大拉的玛利亚。
When we first see Mary Magdalene, she is crying.
当我们在这边故事当中看见摩大拉玛利亚的时候，她正在哭泣。
She's sad.
她非常的难过。
And I think the sadness actually interrupts her ability to believe a little bit.
实际上就是因为她的悲伤反而阻扰她能够更进一步的去相信。
Let's go to the next slide, and George and I will read verses 11 to 18.
好，接下来我们来看十一节到十八节。
Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white.Seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the feet. And they asked her, Woman, why are you crying? And she said, They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, Woman, why are you crying? What is it that you are looking for? Who is it that you're looking for? Thinking he was the gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away,Tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. Let's go on to the next slide. And she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he had said these things to her.
十一节，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就看见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说：“因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。”说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”耶稣说：“玛利亚。”玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：“拉伯尼，拉伯尼就是夫子的意思。”耶稣说：“不要摸我，因为我还没有身上见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要身上见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。”摩大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说。我已经看见了主，他又将主对他说的这话告诉了他们。
Okay, let's go on to the next slide, and I'll tell you what Mary symbolizes.
让我们来看看玛利亚代表了什么。
I think that Jesus meets those who are grieving and need a gesture of intimacy from him.
我相信玛利亚代表了伤痛的人，而这属于第二等级。耶稣对于那些正在伤痛的人。他们需要耶稣亲密的安慰。
Some of you here are like John the Apostle, others of you are more like Mary Magdalene.
也许在座当中有些人就像使徒约翰，而在座当中也有些人就像摩大拉的玛利亚。
All John the Apostle needed was just to see the empty tomb and the linens, and he was there.
使徒约翰他所需要的也不过就是看见空坟墓里面。裹尸布。当他没有看见耶稣的时候，他就相信了。
Mary needed a little bit more.
而玛利亚却需要更多的帮助。
She's living with sadness or grief.
因为她活在痛苦当中，悲伤当中。
Anybody here, have a bit of grief or sadness in your life?
在座当中是否有人经过痛苦、悲伤呢？
If you do, it might be harder for you to reach up in faith and believe.
也许如果大家沉浸在这个悲伤痛苦当中的时候，也许对你来说要踏出信心的一步是困难的。
You might not volunteer your car as quickly as.
也许你不会自愿的说你要愿意把你的车拿出来帮助去载人。
Maybe some disappointment in your life.causes you to kind of turn inward a little bit.
也许在你生命当中经历了许多的失望，以至于你开始封闭自己。
And it's harder to embrace the call of God until somehow you address the sadness in your life.
你也许很难对神的呼召有所回应，直到你的伤痛得到解决。
To someone like Mary, Jesus just says her name, Mary.
对于像玛利亚这样的人，耶稣就直接呼召你的名字，玛利亚。
This one small encounter, this one small gesture of intimacy from Jesus turns her sorrow into joy.
就是这么简单的一个亲密的呼召，这个时候突然就把玛利亚的伤痛转为喜乐。
And if you are sad or grieving today, Jesus wants to transform your sadness to joy as well.
如果在座当中有在悲伤当中的，耶稣今天就要让你从悲伤当中转为喜乐。
Let me see if I can illustrate a little bit.
让我来看看我是否能够表达出这样的情况。
I have a 17-year-old daughter named Joanna.
我有一个17岁的女儿，她的名字叫 Joanna.
And right around now is the time when all high school seniors have to commit to their college for next year.
就在这个时候，所有的十二年级学生，他们所有高中生就在想，他们要决定要去哪所大学了。
My daughter has two schools that she kind of wants to go to, but she yesterday just decided where she's going to go.
我女儿她有两所学校，她希望能够进去，但是她昨天就去做一个决定，不要去这两所学校。
She wants to go to Syracuse University.
她决定去 Syracuse 大学。
She is very happy.To go to Syracuse University.
他非常高兴，他可以去Syracuse 大学。
I am very sad.
但是我却非常的难过，因为我知道他将要离开我了。
So even though I'm happy for her, and when I talk to her, I'm smiley inside. I'm crying inside.
所以在表面上我非常的高兴，为他欢喜快乐，他可以去他喜欢的大学，但是。我内心却是非常的难过。
And I must admit, when I get sad, sometimes I kind of get into my own little world, and I'm not really paying attention to you as much.
我必须承认，当我自己难过的时候，很多时候我就不管外界发生什么事，我也不对大家有所互动。
But I need to let you know that Jesus has a way of helping me to overcome the sadness.
但是我却要跟大家说，耶稣却能够帮助我越过我的悲伤。
He reminds me of a very special day many years ago when Joanna was a baby.
他提醒了我在许多年，当我女儿还是一个婴孩的时候。
Not long after Joanna was born, my wife and I brought her up to the front of the church and we had a baby dedication.
我记得那个时候我的妻子跟我就把我的小女孩带到教会里面，愿意把我们的孩子献给神。
Does this church do baby dedication?
我不知道在教会大家有做婴孩献身礼吗？
Okay, if you've seen it,
如果大家有见过
the parents...essentially pray for the baby and they want to dedicate the baby to following after Jesus. But I believe that when the parent does that, the parent lets go and says, this baby no longer belongs to us, it belongs to Jesus.
如果大家有看过那个仪式的话，那个仪式乃是父母带着他们的小婴孩来到坛前，愿意把这个孩子献给神，也就是说这个孩子再也不是属于我们的，我们乃是把这个孩子完全的献给神。
The parent basically says Jesus loves this baby more than us and he will watch over and take care of this baby. It will be fine.
也就是说这对父母是说，耶稣爱我的孩子比我能够爱这个孩子更多，因此只要把这个孩子交给耶稣，一切都没有事了。
So lately, I've been reliving that baby dedication ceremony in my head. like I've been seeing it over and over again, or Jesus has been showing it to me.
所以在最近的时候，那个图片在我当我把孩子献给耶稣的那个图片影像不断的在我脑海里面再一次浮现。
And to me, that's Jesus saying, "I know you love Joanna very much."
对我来说，我觉得耶稣就在对我说：“我知道你非常爱的你的女儿。”
You don't have to be as sad about letting her go because you let her go 17 years ago.
你不需要为你的女儿离开家而难过，因为你在17年前你就已经做了决定，把你的女儿献出来了。
That's a very personal moment, and I call it a gesture of intimacy from Jesus.
这是一个非常亲密、个人化的一个交流。我可以说，这个就是耶稣对我亲密的一个安慰。
My point is that because I'm sad, I need something like that.
我可以说，因为我很难过，因此我必须要有这样的一种情况。帮助我
And if you are sad today, you might need something like that too.
也许诸位有人在悲伤当中的话，你也许也需要有这样的方式来帮助你。
Jesus is happy to give you what you need.
实际上，耶稣是非常乐于来给予你所你的需要。
You don't have to be like the other guy at the higher level of faith. You can be right where you are.And Jesus will meet you where you are.
你不需要就像其他那些高等级有信心的人，你就留在你自己的本相，耶稣会来将救你。
Okay, everyone understand? Jesus meets you at your level.
大家可以了解吗？耶稣是来依着你的信心来将救你。
Let's go down one more level.
让我们再到第三阶级。
Okay, so John the Apostle is up here. Mary Magdalene a little bit lower. Disciples minus Thomas is a little bit lower. Now, level three.
所以我们在这边，我们看见第三等阶级的第一等阶级乃是像使徒约翰一样，第二的是摩大拉的玛利亚，第三个在这边我们看见耶稣的门徒，除了多马之外。
These guys are fearful. They're afraid.
那这一群人乃是非常惧怕的门徒。
A little bit different from sadness.
他们却跟忧伤有不太一样。
So I'm going to read to you about these disciples, verses 19 to 23, and then I'll say what they represent.
所以在这边我将会念19到23节，然后我告诉你们这些人是属于哪一类的人。
On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for the fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免了谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下。”
These guys are afraid. It says the doors are locked.
那实际上这些人是非极大的害怕当中，因此他们把门关起来。
Do we have anybody who's a fraidy cat today?
我不知道大家有没有在座是胆小的。
I'm here to say that Jesus meets you even in your fear.
我可以说，甚至你在惧怕当中，耶稣依然来遇到你。
These disciples saw Jesus crucified by the Roman soldiers. Very scary thing.
这些门徒亲眼看见耶稣如何被罗马的兵丁钉在十字架上，因此他们内心充满了惧怕。
They have very good reason for thinking we're next, or they're going to be looking for us next.
他们有很好的理由认为他们就是下一个要被捉捕的对象。
So they lock the doors.
因此他们把门关起来。
When Jesus comes to them, he says the opposite of what they feel. He says, "Peace be with you."
所以当耶稣来到他们当中的时候，却提出了与他们内心相反的话。耶稣说：“愿你们平安。”
He actually shows them his hands and his side, the wounds from his crucifixion, to prove that it's him.
然后耶稣就把他自己的手和肋旁的伤给他们看，来证明说他就是耶稣。
And then he breathes and imparts upon them the Holy Spirit.
然后他就对他们吹了一口气，说：“你们领受圣灵。”
They needed a lot more than Mary, didn't they?
所以他们所需要的，这远远超过玛利亚所需要的，不是吗？
What did Mary need to turn her sorrow to joy?
那玛利亚是怎么样能够让她从悲伤转换为喜乐呢？
She just needed to hear Jesus say her name.
他只需要耶稣叫他的名字就够了。
These guys need a lot more.
而这一群人却需要更多的帮助。
But eventually, I think they go from fear to peace.
但是我们可以看见他们最终从惧怕当中得到了平安。
Okay, so the challenge here is if you feel that God is calling you to do something that's a little scary.
所以对我们的挑战是很多时候耶稣呼召我们做一些事情我们使我们感到惧怕
And if this church is going to grow and become a great church he will ask you to do something scary
如果神要这个教会成长的话神就会要求也呼召我们做一些让我们害怕的事
Like for me when I took on the junior high school students that was very scary
就有如我一样当我知道神要我去面对这些中学服侍这些中学生的时候我实际上是有点害怕的
Is God asking you to do something scary today?
那今天神是否有呼召大家做一些让你觉得恐惧的事呢
Even now I've been doing church work and Bible work for many many years I still get scared
甚至到今天我虽然已经服侍 各种不同的教会服侍我今天依然有恐惧在心中
In January, my college called me up and asked me to do something which I still think is very, very scary
在一月的时候我的神学院请我希望能够 有开拓一个我自己从未经历的服侍实际上对我来说我依然很害怕
They said there is a correctional facility, a jail, in Beacon, New York, that needs a Bible teacher. Would you be willing to be the Bible teacher?
神学跟我说，在 Beacon 这个地方有一个监狱，你是否愿意到监狱那边去教这些犯人圣经课？
I said, I'll be in the room with a bunch of people who are in jail, like prisoners in jail.
然后我就回答说，你的意思是说，我将要跑到一个房间里面，然后我面对的人全部都是犯人吗？
They said yes.
然后他们就回答说，对，就是如此。
I said, is there a police officer in the room?
然后我就说，当我叫的时候，里面有警察吗？
They said he's in the hallway.
然后他说，那个警卫呢，就在走，会在走廊。
Can you hear me?
然后我想，那个警卫听得到我呼叫吗？
So it took me a long time to decide this, but eventually I said yes. They need someone to teach them the Bible. I would teach them the Bible.
所以我花了很多时间去做这个决定，到最后我就回答说好。如果说他们愿意学习圣经，我就来教圣经。
Now it took me a long time, and I'm still getting used to it. I go every Friday night, and I still am very scared to go into this prison.
实际上，我花了很多时间去有调试自己的心理。现在每个礼拜五的晚上，我都到监狱里面去教他们圣经。
But every Friday when I'm doing this, I do this for about 2 hours. Every Friday when I'm doing this, something happens that's good.
但是当我照着这样子去做的时候，我每个礼拜花两个小时在监狱里面教课的时候，在其中就有一些好事情发生了。
I asked the inmates to please open their Bibles. They come with a Bible into the classroom. Open your Bibles, and then a hush kind of comes over the room.
所以当我叫这些学生犯人学生说，当你把请他们打每当课堂一开始的时候，我请他们翻开圣经，当他们一翻开圣经的时候，有一股宁静就临到课堂当中了。
And I tell them how much God loves them.
然后我就告诉他们说，神是多么的爱你们。
And how there's forgiveness for sins.
然后神是多么的愿意饶恕你们的过犯。
And I tell them when they believe in Jesus.That God has a great plan for their lives.
然后我对他们说，当你们愿意接受耶稣的时候，耶稣有对你们生命有一个特别的计划。
I say that you are not forgotten. God has great plans for you.
我对他们说，神并没有忘记你们，神对你们有计划的。
And every week I try to find some way to talk about how great God's love is, no matter what the Bible passage.
所以每当礼拜五教课的时候，我就会要告诉他们神有多么他们爱他们，不论我们所读的经文是属于哪一部分。
I like to call those Holy Spirit moments.
我喜欢称为它是一个属于圣灵带领的时光。
Last week I had one inmate raise his hand at the end, say, "How can I be born again?"
所以在上个礼拜就有一位犯人举手说，我如何能够重生得救呢？
Then this past Friday, I had one inmate come up to me, says, I have a big problem in my life. Could you please pray over me?
就在前几天，这个礼拜五，就有另一个犯人来到我面前，他说，我在生命当中遇到了一个大难题，你是否可以为我祷告？
So they are responding.
所以他们对我的教课有回应的。
I just need to let everybody know that I remember how afraid I was when I said yes, and now I have no reason to be afraid.
我就是与大家分享，当我刚开始的时候，我实际上对我要去教课的这个抉择，我是充满惧怕的。但是我现在再也没有惧怕了。
Holy Spirit's with me.
因为圣灵与我同在。
He will be with you as well.
实际上，圣灵也会与诸位同在。
The point is that I needed Jesus to meet me because I was afraid of that.
实际上，我需要耶稣与我同在，因为我是一个胆小鬼。
If you're afraid of that, Jesus will meet you too.
如果你是一个胆小的，神也会依着你的信心与你相遇的。
He meets us at our level of faith.
因为神乃是借着我们信心的程度与我们相遇。
Okay, so we have John the Apostle up here, Mary over here, the disciples minus Thomas here, and then Thomas is the lowest level of faith. So let's move on.
所以在这边我们发现几个等级，第一个等级是施洗约翰，第二个等级是摩大拉的玛利亚，第三个等级是没有Thomas 的门徒。
Do we have any Thomases here today?
所以我们在做有多马吗 ？Thomas 是多马。
A Thomas is someone who is so skeptical, like they need almost a miracle to convince them.
那多马是怎么样的人呢？他是充满怀疑的人，他几乎是需要某一种神迹奇事行在他面前，他才相信。
Maybe you're like a Thomas.
也许在座当中有人就像多马一样。
It'd be very easy for you to think, okay, I'm so far off in my belief and in my faith that Jesus doesn't want anything to do with me.
也许你对自己说，也许我实在充满了怀疑，也许信心对我太遥远了，因此耶稣没办法跟我有任何的接触。
But after you read this, you'll see that Jesus meets Thomas where he is.
但是如果大家如果读底下经文的时候，你就会发现，耶稣也将就多马的信心的程度与他相遇。
Thomas makes the highest demand on Jesus, and Jesus carries it out. Jesus actually does it.
多马实际上他有最多的要求，而耶稣就将就满足了多马的要求。
Okay, George and I will go to the next slide, and we'll read verses 24 to 29.Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the twelve, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach your hand out and put it in my side, stop doubting and believe. And Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet have believed.
那十二个门徒中有称为底图马的多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在，那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见了主。多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用手指探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋房，我总不信。过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安，就对多马说，伸出你的手指来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。多马说，我的主，我的神。耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Let's go to the next line and we'll see what that to those who are skeptical and need Jesus to do something extraordinary.
对于心存怀疑的人，他们需要神非常作为。
This is for people in the room who might even be kind of rebellious to God.
也许在座当中，也许这一群人就是，也许他的内心对神的教导是非常悖逆的。
You're here at the church, but you don't want to believe. You don't want anything to do with church. You don't want anything to do with God. You're kind of skeptical.
虽然你人在教会，但是你心里觉得我不属于这个地方，你心中充满了怀疑。
I have a very good friend who, when he was a young man, maybe teenager, was very rebellious, a rebellious teenager.
我记得我有个朋友，当他还是青少年的时候，他对信仰是充满了敌对。
Parents brought him to church, but he didn't want anything to do with church. He didn't like it. He would like to smoke and drink and party and do everything that the Christians did not want to do.
虽然他的父母把他带到教会当中，但是他心中却充满了悖逆，他的行为却是像完全与基督信仰背道而驰。他抽烟喝酒，喜欢参加不同的派对。
His name was Eric.
他的名字是 Eric.
One Sunday, Eric was sitting in the back row of the church while the pastor is preaching.
有一天 Eric 就坐在教会的教堂里的最后面，那个时候牧师在前面祷告讲道。
And as the pastor is preaching, Eric is getting very angry and very restless, and he doesn't want to stay at all.
当这个牧师正在讲道的时候， Eric 坐在后面觉得非常的不耐烦，他实在坐不下去了。
Eventually, Eric storms out of the church, gets into his car and drives away.
而就不久，这个 Eric 就站起来跑出了教堂，就开了他的车就走了。
As he's driving away, he's, according to his own testimony that day, he tried to drive home, but for some reason kept making wrong turns.
那 Eric 他正在他的见证当中，他讲到那一天他跑出教会开车，他准备开回家的时候，就在回家路上不知道怎么回事，他总是转错了弯。
Like he misses his exits, that type of thing. He's all upset. And the more he gets lost, the more upset he is. So he pulls over in some strange neighborhood and he's lost.
然后他不断的因为走错路，他就越走越烦躁，他气愤到最后他开到一个地方停下来的时候，他发现他跑到一个非常陌生的一个地方。
So he's cursing and he's pulling out his cigarettes and he starts smoking. He's very, very angry at God.
所以他那个时候充满了愤怒，他一面咆哮咒骂，以及然后他就拿出了他的烟开始吸烟。
And he actually shakes his fists at God. He says, if you really want me, send the pastor from the church to come and look for me.
他就开始把他的卷起他的拳头跟神开始咒骂神。他说，如果你真的要我相信的话，请你把牧师现在就带到我旁边面前来带领我吧。
Now the service is still going on. There's no way the pastor is going to leave the service to go look for him, right? So he's asking something extraordinary.
当然他希望有牧师来带领他作为一个印证，但是那个时候牧师正在教会讲道，他当然不可能会跑到Eric 前面来来让他发现。
But 30 seconds after he shook his fist and said, have the pastor come look for me, the pastor drives up to his street in his car, and the pastor comes out and says, hey, here you are, I've been looking for you.
当他正在愤怒咆哮的时候，过了三十秒钟，果然这个牧师就开了车来到他的旁边，对他说：“哎，你在这里，我一直都在找你。”
Now I know the pastor too. The pastor told me that day he felt something in God, and God said in his heart. So as soon as he saw Eric go out, he went and chased him.
他说：“那个牧师实际上跟我很熟识的，那个牧师那个时候就告诉我他的当时的情况。当他看见 Eric 离开教堂的时候，他知道他心里就有神的感动，于是他马上就起身跟着 Eric 后面走。”
So this was not a coincidence. I mean, the pastor actually told me, "Yeah, God told me to go look for Eric."
所以这个不是一个偶发事件，乃是这个牧师他说他真的受到神的感动，要去。Eric.
But as soon as Eric saw the pastor come look for him, he began to cry, and he was so sorry for how he was. He repented of his rebellion, and Eric is now a pastor at this church.
当 Eric 发现，这个牧师就在他身旁出现的时候，他开始哭泣了。他开始认罪悔改。因着这一件事情 ，Eric 后来他自己成为牧师，也就是成为这个教会的牧师了。
So Eric is the example in my mind of how God does not give up even on a rebellious person.
所以 Eric 对我来说就有如一个例子，神从来不对这些甚至背逆他的人会对他们有任何的放弃。
So Jesus accommodated Thomas, and I think he accommodated Eric also.
所以在这边，耶稣将就了多马，而在这个情况当中，耶稣将就了 Eric.
There is always hope for someone that you know who is at a very low level of faith. Jesus cares just as much about that person as the person at the highest level.
对于那些对神非常背逆、非常远离的人，神对他们也是心存接纳，要将就他们的所需要。神所付出的程度，就有如那个最高等级信心的人一般。
Let me see if I can wrap things up.
让我做一个总结。
Like I said, we're all at different levels, right?
就有如我所讲的，我们每一个人信心的程度都不一样。
Do not compare yourself to somebody else and say, this person is at so much higher a level than me, and God must be more interested in that person than me.
千万不要把自己与别人相比，认为有些人他的信心等级非常的高，因此神就不在乎我了。
God is interested in everybody no matter what level they're at.
神乃是关爱每一个人，不论你的信心程度在何处。
If he needs great lengths to reach you, he will go to great lengths to reach you.
如果对你，你是需要特别的关照的话，神就会依着你的需要将就你。
He will work. He'll do whatever he can for whatever the A student needs and whatever the D student needs.
耶稣就会跟着，不论是你是属于 A 的学生还是 D 的学生，神都会来将就你。
He is a good teacher.
因为耶稣是一个好老师。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, I pray now for anybody here who is at a place or a level of great need.
神，我们在这边祷告，也许在座当中，也许有些人有极大的需要。
So if there is anyone here with great sorrow or great fear or great rebelliousness, would you meet them where they're at?
也许在座有些人是伤痛的，有些人是怀疑的，有些人是悲伤的，求主依着他们的所需来与他们相遇。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主基督耶稣的名。